Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks Saturday of the 14th of March of the year 2020, and some international sports smashing onto the scene today with the commencement of the IWF World Junior Weightlifting Championships, because there's nothing better than big men lifting big things, except for small people whose bones are barely finished being bendy, lifting big things. It's also the start of the World Women's Curling Championship, because if you thought no one watched curling before, wait till it's women's curling. Celebrations today include National Genius Day and Celebrate Scientists Day, perhaps because it is happy birthday today to historical clever clogs and hairstyle pioneer Albert Einstein, famous for saying things that people know about without truly understanding what they mean. Also happy deathiversary today to Stephen Hawking, half man, half hawk, half physicist. Other celebrations today include National Crowdfunding Day, so take some time to be your own private Medici and support a local artist or genius. In history today, some exciting events for previous 14th of Marches. In 1923, on this day, President Warren G. Harding became the first president to pay taxes, a tradition which lasted until relatively recent history. And in 1971, on this day, the Rolling Stones left England, escaped to France to escape taxation, providing a counterpoint to the famous saying, "A rolling stone gathers no obligations to the state." Your guest today is disgraced former Home Secretary John Luke Roberts, here on the programme as the first step of his abject apology tour. Welcome to the show, John Luke.
Hello, thank you very much for having me, and I'm terribly sorry.
And what was it this time?
That lost me the role of Home Secretary. I went very hard on the ACAB front. I was very vocal in my opinion that all cops are bastards, and I lost the confidence of the police force. And of course, I was sort of in charge of the police force.
Yes, as the Home Secretary.
As the Home Secretary, yeah.
Part
and
of
they
your
didn't
role.
Like. And I had a few meetings with them. I was very rude. There was some mooning involved. They didn't take to it, and I was forced out. Yeah, in disgrace. In disgrace.
I mean, naturally, in disgrace. As always, on the weekends, we take our fingers off the burning hot plate that is cutting-edge news and run them under the tap of the Weekend magazine. Coming up today, we'll be doing a Saturday magazine health special, but first, some magazine features we won't have time for in the show today. In the Weekend magazine today, a coronavirus home decor section for spring with top tips for how to keep your home as homey as a home and as hermetically sealed as a high-tech hospital wing, the most hygienic floral prints, how to jazz up your gas mask in pastel tones, and an airy home renovation project building cupboards for your extraordinary quantities of hoarded toilet paper, as well as germ-free flower arrangements for a touch of nature without the nature. And a spring romance section. With spring, every one of God's creatures has procreation on its mind. How to sanitize sexiness for the most sterile lovemaking of your adult life. Take a moment before you connect to wash your hands up to the elbows while singing Barry White. full-body cling film, don't forget to cut an air hole, tongue kiss through a Perspex sheet, don't mind if I do. That's a fold-out section with some very graphic imagery. Also in the weekend magazine, healthy ways to throw a party during this coronavirus season, including how to insist on a travel history from all your guests, fun games to ensure a 14-day-long quarantine period in the front room of your house before the party begins, and 8 tips to politely disinvite an Italian.
Well, the government's got some new advice for the coronavirus.
Oh, yes?
Not for people, but for the virus itself. They've asked it if it could stop, and they're saying that if it will just stick to bat... Well, I mean, I've got the quote... If you just stick to bats, we will give you some money off vouchers for Claire's accessories. So I think that's good. I think the idea is that's going to raise the virus's self-esteem and it won't feel the need to, you know, to take it out on others so much.
Yeah, sparkly barrette. Solution to so many problems.
I don't actually know what a barrette is.
It's like a hair clip.
Oh, a hair clip. Yeah.
And it's time for your ads now, because money is an illusion and you might as well spend it on shit. This episode of The Last Post is brought to you by Zippo Recruiter, the fastest way to get fire. We all know how hard it can be to start a fire in the wilderness or light a candle by rubbing two sticks together. Whether you're an active arsonist or a Romeo trying to seduce his Juliet, try Zippo Recruiter for free at zipporecruiter.com. 80% of fire starters get a quality flame with a Zippo lighter within 24 hours. So try it for free at zipporecruiter.com and enter the code THE for a discount. That's THE for The Last Post. Are you at a fancy coffee, wine or sandwich tasting and feel like you've compromised your palate with just one brew too many? Refresh your refined faculties by sipping or rinsing out your mouth with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water is scientifically proven to sluice obstructive buildup from your distinguished taste buds and leave your tongue surface unsoiled and sparklingly ready for your next taste. Make your next taste your best taste with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water spoken by Alice Fraser of the Clean Tongue, Clean Mind Foundation. Half a glass of water contains no additives. It's just water. And a new novel is out by self-published supernatural romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. It's called Upside Down Sex. Daniel is a successful banker on Wall Street. He left his tormented history behind, and his half-breed status as a half-vampire, half-underwear model is all in his past. Everything's going Daniel's way, except for one small problem. His insatiable bloodlust and the mysterious half-woman, half-octopus who crashed through his ceiling and is turning his life and his heart upside down. Okay, that's two problems. But Daniel's comfortable assumptions will be shattered by their passionate connection, and he'll have to confront his heritage. How will he reconcile the half of him that's an underwear model with the rise and fall of the stock market? And how will he win the heart of a woman/octopus with a mind of her own? Is she too clingy? How did she get on the ceiling? Why can't he stop thinking about her when he's trading on the stock market floor? Daniel must decide whether to continue with his comfortable financial trading life or if he's willing to trade his future for a future with her. A pulsating tale from the author who brought you The Lust Train and the Woolworths catalogue, coming soon to all airport bookshops and park benches near you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that is your ads for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, John Luke Roberts, is health. You know all the things about health. Tell us about health. What's happening in health?
Thank you very much. Well, health is it's very big at the moment. Obviously, there's the new wellness craze coming in. About 2 years ago, people decided that being well was a good thing. And now we're reaping the rewards. Hand washing, very big at the moment, but that's the most boring sort of part of it. I don't really want to talk about that, to be honest. What I'd like to talk is I'd like to talk superfoods, if that's all right.
Oh, please do. Tell us about superfoods.
Well,
by day, they're just a hamburger with glasses.
Yeah, by night. And you might, you might be imagining, oh, it's an orange but a little cape on it. But it's not. It's actually quite a serious dietary issue. There's some new superfoods which have made it. Some superfoods no longer on the superfood list. They've been taken off.
Oh, no.
We thought avocados were superfood. Turns out they're just stones in a kind of in a safety blanket. So that's not in fact anything with a stone in. The idea that they thought that was safe or even helpful is wild. It's a choking hazard if nothing else. So that's been taken off. Carrots have been taken off as well. I think it's a political thing. There's been this craze of taking a bag of carrots into a swimming pool, dressing up as a snowman, and then sitting in the corner and going, oh, my friends, you've killed my friends. Please. And then throwing the carrots in and going, have your noses back. Have your noses. That, unfortunately, because carrots, because the green bits on carrots will keep growing if you put them in a little saucer of water. The green bits keep growing. So it's ruined various swimming pools. They're overgrown with the green bits of carrots now because of this, frankly, childish phase. And carrots have basically, they're in the sin bin.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so no carrots for us for
a
while.
Not the vegetable bin, which is where they were before.
Yes.
Now they're a sin.
Now the eighth deadly sin.
I would understand if the forbidden fruit were a carrot.
Easier to get, though.
Yeah, true.
It's not. I mean, that actually almost, you want the forbidden fruit to be more accessible. You just need to bend over to get a carrot and apple. You have to, like, hoik yourself up a tree. If anything, God was making it quite easy for them not to eat the forbidden fruit by putting it so high up.
That's true.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Well, I know. I don't mean what an idiot. I mean, we still couldn't manage not to touch it. He was right to damn us and throw us out the garden, I think. Seaweed has been added to the superfood list. That's very good for you, very nutritious, very high in iron. But please don't try and eat it underwater. There have been various drownings from people not removing the seaweed from the sea before trying to eat it. And so that's, and you can drown in even half an inch of water or half a cup of water or anything like that is, you know, can be fairly.
If you try hard enough.
If you try hard enough, but you can spread it out. Oh, that's also another thing. You'll be very interested in this because I know your fascination with half a glass of water.
Well, my fruitful sponsorship deal with half a glass of water, sure.
There have been some accidents because people have been trying to cool down their half glass of water and using ice to do it, which has meant they've actually been drinking more than half a glass of water because they've added the ice in too late. And ice, of course, is a sort of a wrecked water itself.
That is a classic mistake.
Yeah.
I feel like if you drink it quickly enough, the ice will remain more or less intact.
Yes, but you've got to be very careful to keep your lips and your tongue away from the ice because they will speed up the melting process. Don't lick the ice. definitely don't crunch the ice.
That's just rude.
Mm-hmm. What you can do is put the ice in a little bit of cling film, put it in there, tie it quite tightly, and then as it melts, it will stay all hermetically sealed in that cling film.
And then you can release it later for more water.
Yes, but do be precise with the measurements.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for our top story today. Now it is time for your letters to the editor. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Hello, Alice and guest. That's you today, John Luke. I was recently using Google Translate to read a German newspaper. I do that sort of thing. Weird flex, but okay. While reading about the coronavirus, I noticed that the German word for health minister is Gesundheitsminister. In this age of viral pandemics, that seems remarkably prescient for the development of that language. My question, why are we waiting for the appointment of our own Gesundheitsminister? Surely the time is now. Kind regards, Boyd from Sydney. I'm not sure that I follow the joke here, Boyd from Sydney. John, have you got any response?
Well, it would, of course, be a bless you minister here. And then the problem is it seems like the minister's just asking you to, like you say, excuse me, bless you, minister. The minister would say, oh, thank you, but would feel bad about not having sneezed and then so would sneeze to do it. And then they said, bless you again. And it'd be an awful kind of a cycle of terror.
I hope that's answered your question, Boyd. Again, remember, you can send an email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest for today was disgraced Home Secretary John
disgraced
Luke.
Disgraced former Home Secretary.
Disgraced former Home Secretary John Luke Roberts. Have you got anything to plug?
Oh, yes. Oh, actually, no. I've finished my tour. But I'm on Twitter at JLukeRoberts, and I'll be doing the Edinburgh Fringe Festival with my show, When I Get That Feeling, I Want Ancestral Healing.
Do go and look that up online. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Also from Something Else.
Mel Gedroych is quilting. Listen to Mel and good friend Andy Bush as they learn a great new skill and tell some brilliant stories, all whilst having some good, wholesome fun.
In a nutshell, I took a pair of scissors and I went into my husband's wardrobe. Now, this comes from a shirt that I bought him that I know he doesn't like. So I'm testing him by...
this is brilliant.
Yeah, by finding out... when he discovers that the shirt has got a big patch out of the back of it.
Wow, and which area of the shirt is this taken from?
Bottom right.
Okay.
Listen now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all good podcast apps.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.